Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Joshua 1:5. Listen to this. Make this your own. The Lord told, how many of you believe this? The Bible's God talking to you. He told Joshua, and he told me, and he told you, there shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. Be strong and of a good courage. Hallelujah. He goes on. But do you believe that part? That if you trust God and you put your faith and your eyes on Him and you obey Him, there is no man or no woman who tries to interfere with you, who ignores you. Did you hear me? That can stand between you and the success of God's plan for your life. Don't believe those lies, because they can rob you. They can rob you of half your life or more, sitting around waiting till somebody recognizes you, waiting till somebody acknowledges your gift and gives you special play. That's like the man waiting around the pool, right? You can do that for 38 years and be no closer to it than when you started. Or you can get your eyes off of men and women. Amen. I mean all men and women, and get them on Jesus. Amen. The man who is your man and in your corner. And he told you, he said, I've set an open door before you. What? Hallelujah. Ain't no man can close it. Amen. And you say, if the Lord wants me over there, he is well able to put me over there. Amen. And I'm expecting it, and I'm standing. And I don't care who knows me or don't know me or is for me or against me. None of that. No man can stand before me completing the will of God if I'll believe it. Amen. And not believe lies. Amen. Right?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Say it out loud. Nobody,
nobody
can stand between me
and
God's perfect will,
His
complete
plan
being done in my life, if I will believe and look to Him. Amen. So don't blame people. Don't blame people for any of your failures to receive or failure to accomplish. It's a lie. It's a lie. Go back to John. Let me see if we can conclude this. John 5. What are we about to see here? We're at the house of mercy, right? We're about to see a manifestation, not just a manifestation of faith. We're about to see a manifestation of mercy. Mercy. God is merciful. I'm thinking of a guy right now, one of the meanest guys, hardest living fellas. I mean a hardened criminal. In a meeting, how he got there, I don't know. God got him there. But the Holy Ghost was moving, and God got on him and healed him of some internal problems. He came to me crying, just crying, bawling like a baby. Big, tough guy. Me, you could tell this guy, me, you can see it in his face. He's been mean. He's been bad. He's crying like a baby. He said, why would God heal me? Me? Like he said, I just can't fathom it. He said, I know I'm healed. I feel it in my body. He said, why would God heal? I said, He's merciful.
Amen.
His mercy endures forever.
Yes.
He's good. He's good. Don't try to understand it. Just accept it.
Yeah.
Thank Him for it. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
He's merciful. We're looking at the house of mercy here. We're seeing an act of mercy. Jesus said to this man, will you be healed? He said, I ain't got nobody. Every time I get close, somebody gets ahead of me. And he's telling his story. Verse 8, Jesus looks at him and says, get up. Get up from there. Rise, take that bed and walk. Now, go to Mark 3 real quickly. I want you to see, I told you I'm going to show you a contrast here. Mark 3. This is the story of the man that had the withered hand. We've already studied about this. You remember this? He called him, told him to stand up in the midst. And remember in verse 5, look at it closely. Verse 5, he said to the man, stretch forth your hand. Then what happens next? And he stretched it out. His hand was withered. How can you stretch out a withered hand? For years I thought that meant he extended his arm. It didn't say extended his arm. He told him to stretch out his hand. His hand is withered. It's just like telling this man, rise up and walk. He can't. That's why he's there.
Amen.
Will the Lord ever tell you to do something you can't do?
Yes.
Yeah. Like start a church with no members. Yeah, a multi-million-dollar church. I spent 2 or 3 nights with the calculator. And it just did not come out right. I mean, I think, well, how many members you got? People ask us, well, right now, none. They look at you like, you are crazy. When you got no members, you rent a little bitty thing. Not when the Lord says, do something else. Right? If He says, stretch out your hand, it is possible to stretch out your hand. If He tells a blind man, open your eyes and see, it's possible to open your eyes and see. But notice the order, very significant here. He told the man, stretch out your hand, stretch forth your hand. What happens next? He stretched it forth. Then 3, what happened after that? Huh? It was made whole. Right? Get the order now. 1, Jesus gave the command, stretch it out. 2, what happened? The man stretched it out. 3, it was made whole. Dr. Lillian B. Yeoman, in one of her books, talked about this. They said that God delights in His children stepping out over the aching void with nothing underneath their feet but the Word of God.
Amen.
And she also talks about that when, you know, like this, stretching forth your hand, when you reach the limits of what you can do to obey the Word of God, you meet omnipotence. At the end and extent of your ability to act in faith, you meet the power of God.
Amen.
And that's what happened with him. As he stretched out his hand, even though he had tried to do it for years and couldn't do it, even though it was impossible to do in the natural, when he got to the end of what he could do, believing it would go further, the power of God straightened it out.
Amen.
But in John 5, that is not the case. That is not how this happened. The man with the withered hand was healed on his own faith. But here, notice this is different. This is different. He tells the man, rise, take up your bed, and walk. This is the same thing he told the man that was born by 4 that lowered him down through the wilderness. Lowered him down through the rooftop. And Jesus said he saw their faith, right?
Yeah.
So it was their faith that got that man healed. The friends that bought him and his own faith. Now this, though, he tells him same thing. Rise, take up your bed, and walk, number 1. Number 2, what happens? Verse 9. Number 2, what happens? And immediately the man was made whole. 2. Number 3, what? He gets up and takes his bed after he's been healed. Nothing in this passage talks about this man's faith. There's no reference to his faith. Nobody brought him to Jesus and asked him to touch him. If you'll just touch him, he'll be healed. The man didn't come and say, Lord, I believe. If you just lay your hands on me. When Jesus says, will you be healed? He goes, well, let me tell you. I ain't got nobody to help. See? Is that faith?
No.
Not faith. But Jesus says, get up and take your bed and walk. And when he said that, healing power went through that man's body. And right where he lay, He was didn't say he received his healing. He was made whole. This is a sign. It's a sign. And he's whole, so now he can get up after he's been healed and takes his bed and walks. The Jews, you know, got upset because he's toting his bed. And in verse 12, they said, "What man is that which said, 'Do you take up your bed and walk?' He that was healed didn't know who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place." Jesus finds him in the temple and said to him, notice what did he say to him? "Your faith has made you whole?" No. What? You. Yeah. "You are made whole." Not a word said about him believing or receiving. You are made whole. Do what?
Sin no more.
Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto you. So now we see here that it was his previous sin that opened the door to this problem. Did you hear me? And this is frequently the case. Now we know not always, right? Because we just got through studying, right? John, where they said, "Who sinned, this man or his parents?" He said, "Neither one." And we know those three men didn't go all their life and hadn't sinned. Ignorance. Ignorance. You can be in trouble because of ignorance. You can also be in trouble because of disobedience, right? Sin opens the door, gives the enemy access in your life. And in fact, he warned him, he told him, "Now don't, you know, straighten that up and don't do that anymore, because you could wind up in worse shape than you were before I got to you."
Amen.
Can you lose your healing?
Yeah.
I've had people try to tell me, "Well, no, I just believe if the Lord ever does anything, it's forever." This is Jesus himself telling this man that's been healed through a spectacular. This is special faith. If you wonder which one it was, it's special faith.
Yeah.
Not the man's faith. Faith beyond ordinary faith through Jesus' ministry. He just spoke to the man. He's not even in faith, and he's healed.
Yeah.
In Jesus' ministry, even a case like this, he tells him he could lose his healing, wind up in worse shape than he was. Right?
Yeah.
So that's reality. But if you judge yourself, you won't be judged.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, "The Man at the Pool of Bethesda," you may write to Moore Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R926. That's R926. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God who gives me the victory.